Southern countries' contributions have increased through multilateral institutions since the World Humanitarian Summit in Istanbul in May 2016. And that's very encouraging because there is a realization globally that we need to cooperate, we need to use multilateral institutions for greater impact for the people in need. And for instance, very encouraging to see that in 2017, the Central Emergency Response Fund of the United Nations has received increased contributions by countries like China, India, Chile, Qatar, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia. They are among the 20 top donors because they feel that the multilateral system prioritizes need, they coordinate for joint response. For instance, the southern states also host the world's largest number of refugees. For instance, 8 of the 10 countries that are hosting the most refugees are in Africa.
UN Secretary General Guterres put a great emphasis on the new way of working. What does that mean for the humanitarian aspect of work?
The new way of working also stems from the first World Humanitarian Summit, and the Secretary General emphasizes this necessity to rethink and also work in a new way together between the humanitarian actors and the development actors, and also make better use and recognize the contributions the South-South cooperation can bring. We have to leverage on the experiences and the knowledge of South-South cooperation. New way of working really needs to bridge the very artificial gap between humanitarian assistance and development assistance. A person in need doesn't distinguish, is it humanitarian assistance or is it development assistance. They need to survive, they need to have livelihoods, they need to restart their lives after a disaster hits or in a conflict, they need to have the services for a dignified life. So it's an absolute necessity that the new way of working is a shift from collaborating between the humanitarian development actors. And we already see this in action from the Democratic Republic of Congo to Chad, from Ethiopia to Mauritania.
Do the traditional donors from the north part feel challenged on the new trend or the fact that more non-traditional donors are emerging and making greater contribution nowadays?
Absolutely not. All the experience, expertise and engagement is needed, and it's in everyone's best interest to invest collectively in the same priorities. There can be no harm in having more donors from across the world contribute to alleviating suffering and improving humanitarian response. And having been listening to participants during the Global South-South Expo, there were more than 1,000 participants. It's very clear for me that the South-South cooperation demonstrates leadership in collaboration. And it's about partnerships, it's about a willingness to work for together for a bigger impact for the people that need humanitarian assistance and development gains, in line also with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development Goals.
At the first day when this expo was taking place, you had a chance to meet the Turkish foreign minister. So can you share with us ideas about the discussion?
I had the opportunity of meeting the foreign minister of the Republic of Turkey. That gave me an opportunity to thank the Turkish government and the Turkish people. Turkey's shouldering the impact of the Syrian crisis by hosting 3.2 million people from Syria. And I commend them for the services and the protection they provide to the Syrian refugees. Turkey is the second largest humanitarian donor globally. And with the foreign minister, I also raised the extension of the Security Council resolution that provides a modality to deliver humanitarian assistance into Syria from Turkey. That's a very important way and entry point to deliver humanitarian assistance into Syria. And it depends on an extension of this resolution. And I was requesting the foreign minister to use his influence and good efforts, and he will do everything possible, and he supports the extension of this resolution.